Xavier, X-A-V-I-E-R, Martinez, 2-21-02. What's today? Today is the 28th of February. Chief complaint, stomachache, number one, nausea, number two, diarrhea, number three, epigastric pain, number four, weight loss, number five, leg pain, number six, history of diabetes, number seven, my thyroid is out of whack, number eight, difficult, some issues with urination, number nine, abdominal cramps, number 10, palpitations. Our patient is a 22-year-old gentleman. He's a welder. He works about 40 miles away at the port of Houston. He's very active. He's not married, doesn't have any children. His physician put him on Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-O-R-A, 2 months ago at 2.5, then switched him to 5. He had some nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, which got better, and then he has come back. He says most of the time he doesn't have any symptoms, but at times he does, period. He does realize that Mounjaro can cause those symptoms along with abdominal pain, but again, the symptoms are so spotty, he's concerned about that, period. In the paragraph, he also has had some palpitations, some dizziness, some leg pain, which he thinks may be related to his diabetes and his neuropathy, thyroid issues, and possible thyroid cysts in the past, period. Medication, Mounjaro, 5 milligram weekly. Number two, medical problems and diabetes. Number three, surgery, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. He's not married. He's a welder. Family history, strongly positive for diabetes. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. He's awake. He's alert. Review of system as above. By the way, he's lost from 220 to 188 so far after 2 months. 188 pounds, 99%, 97.5. 16, 75, 129 over 76. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs declare, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows natural, mucosal, non-trochal, there's right upper quadrant tendon is present. Abdominal ultrasound shows gallstones. Number two, the pain and the discomfort most likely is related to gallstones since it comes and goes. Number three, most likely not related to Mounjaro. Number four, Cipro 500 twice a day. Number five, Bento, 20 milligram PRN for pain. Number six, if not better, we'll refer to surgeon. He wants to hold off. It's not my decision. He doesn't want to see a surgeon. Now, next time is because of palpitation. We looked at his heart. His echocardiogram was totally within normal limits. He does have diabetes, which is now much better and well controlled, but then he can have neuropathy because of his diabetes, and that could be causing his leg pain and arm pain. There's no PVD or DVT present. Next number, we talked about exercise. Next number, we talked about dizziness, which could be definitely related to medication. He has no carotid stenosis. His grandparents did have stroke as well. Next number, his TSH is going to be checked by his primary care physician. Next number, I ruled out thyroid cyst today by looking at his thyroid. Next number, he has minimal lymphadenopathy in his neck. Next number is because of his diabetes, we looked at his kidneys. There's no evidence of kidney disease. Next number, he still needs to see the eye doctor for his diabetes and follow up with his eye doctor. Next number, he'll come back in 2 weeks. Next number, his blood work was denied at this time, declined by the patient today because he'd had some blood tests done earlier. I told him that may not reflect his abdominal pain issues or gallstones, but he says he doesn't want to do any blood tests. If it doesn't get any better, he'd come back. Next number, we talked about getting some stool sample, and he doesn't want to do that today either. Next number, follow-up in a week, but if it's not any better, he'll come back a lot sooner. Thank you.